You know, Te Māra Moses Te Kani is with us, Kaitaki, and from Ngāti Kuia. Over the weekend, Ngāti Kuia and the iwi of Te Tauihu o Te Waka Maui celebrated the opening of Te Tuhi o Te Whenua, Pākuhi Unearthed, a new exhibition at Nelson's Provincial Museum that celebrates the strength, versatility and resilience of Pākuhi and the people who have worked it over hundreds of years. Hina I Te Māra Moses Te Kani is with us here. Te tuine, kia ora. Hina ko dai o tēnei. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora.
You might be kind enough to tell us in detail more about the exhibition and what it acknowledges and who are some of the neat people that have worked quietly but effectively behind the scenes to pull all the strands together. Hina, kōrero mai, tell us more about the Pākuhi Unearthed kaupapa, please.
Kia ora. So, Pākuhi first, let me tell you all about Pākuhi, because not everyone's familiar with Pākuhi, which is metasomatized argillite. And it was actually one of the first resources when our people moved to Aotearoa, moved to particularly to Waka Maui. They needed resources to make our tools, and Pākuhi was one of the first stone tools, that resources that they found to make tools to establish at Te Pukehiwi or Kupe. So, like for us, we know that it was the first time, way before Pounamu even, and it's a distinct, hard, sharp resource that was utilised by our people to make waka and whare, everything that they did. And we know that it's found throughout Aotearoa, Te Wai Pounamu, and it was found in large quantities in lots of the early sites. So even though not everyone knows about Pākuhi, I know that we have different names for it as well, but it's really significant, not just to Ngāti Kuia, not just to Te Tauihu, but actually for all of Aotearoa. And so for us, it's really exciting that we have this exhibition, that we can raise the profile and celebrate this taonga kōhatu for all of Aotearoa. So, yeah, an exhibition actually was sort of like 10 years in the making, like lots of good exhibitions. And Ngāti Kuia had a strong relationship with the Nelson Museum for a long time. And so it was just, you know, finding the right time and space to curate taonga from all over Aotearoa. So we have taonga from Kaitaia all the way down to Otago. Museum have loaned taonga to us for this exhibition. And I'm not sure. You want me to talk to you about people?
Well, hey, I'm just intrigued. And of course, I've Googled as we spoke Pākuhi, and I'm pleased that you did describe it for our listeners as well, Hina, because most of us understand Pounamu, but the qualities of this stone should never be understated. It's also called Uriuri, the dark coloured stone, and Manutia, which is the grey coloured stone. And as Hina has mentioned, used to make tools. So we couldn't have built the many things we needed when we arrived without this taonga.
Our people wouldn't have stayed, right? They would have gone, okay, there isn't a resource to sustain us. That's actually what enabled us to establish in Aotearoa.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. And as such, we should hold it in super high regard, as our forebears did. So tell us about the exhibition. What might we encounter if we wandered into the Nelson Museum?
So we've set up the museum so that as you wander through, you learn about Pākuhi and how it was created. So there's the sort of geological formation, and then there's all the different types of Pākuhi. So there's actually different types of argillite found throughout Aotearoa, but our unique form of metasomatized argillite that's found in the Nelson Mineral Belt has particular qualities that make it super awesome for taonga. And so as you walk through the museum, you'll see the different shades of Pākuhi. So it goes from, there's a place called Ohana on the south of Rangitoto, Turbo Island, that has a white version of Pākuhi, and then to the north of Durville Island that has a beautiful black form of pākehi as well. So it has the full range. It's amazing. It's like Ponaru, has lots of different colours, lots of different sort of swirls and patterns in the actual stone. And so you'll see all that as you go through the exhibition. And then because it's tool-based, you'll see also there are lots of different types of tuki in particular. Really large tuki that we use for making waka. Would have had to have been a giant, a really strong giant, like our tupuna who arrived in Aotearoa were, to use those tuki, right through to smaller tuki and whao, and even the tips of the pōhō, the type of fish hook that was used for catching barracuda. So there's all the different types of tools and different sizes. And so as you go through the exhibition, you get a kind of a detail on each of those types of tools as you go through. And then there's a section about the revitalization of not just contemporary use, but traditional practice. So we've had a significant journey over the last 10 years of reviving traditional technologies and creating tuke and using tuke. And so with our relationships with people like Dante Bonica, who is self-taught and has been, you know, over 60 years learning how to create tuke and sharing that mātauranga with whānau throughout Aotearoa, and we're really lucky to have that relationship to revitalise that traditional practice, both all of, and so you'll also get to see all of the associated kōhatu that are used to make tuke, so both to flake it, to shape it, to grind it and get the sharp edges, so all of those resources are there, and they are also all found around, obviously, around the Nelson Mineral Belt, because you need all of those resources to make tuke. And then there's also a celebration of the contemporary practice, and for after Ngāti Kuia, Clem Mellish, who is also a friend of Dante Bonica, provided lots of time to us in the early days as we were reconnecting to pākehi in that sort of contemporary artistic style. There was Clem Mellish, and then there's Frank Wells, who's one of our kaumātua from Ngāti Kuia. And then there's also lots of beautiful young modern artists. So we've got the full range of, you know, our taonga that are from when we first arrived. So in the, you know, in the 1300s, right through to some that have been made this year.
Well, I'm pleased to learn of it and factor it in as precious as a ponamu. And it really did help in the settlement of these lands by our tupuna. Joining us to speak of the exhibition, Te Tuhi o Te Whenua, Pākehi Unearthed at Nelson's Museum, hine e Te Māra Moses Te Kani. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us, Te Tuhine. I really appreciate you shedding some light on pākehi and its history. Ngā mihi.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe. Good talking with you, sis. Thanks so much.